Have you ever been sitting in a meeting and listening to someone present, but you just can't put all the pieces together? You're trying and trying to follow what they're saying and connect the pieces, but when they're done speaking, you just can't remember. You just can't put it together. We know the body of our message is where we do the heavy lifting when it comes for our turn to present. Moving the audience from point A, where they are before your meeting, to point B, your purpose, that is a challenge if the body of your message is not framed properly. Welcome to this edition of the Message Builder My Action Plan email series audio files, the quick start structure, what, why, how. We teach this simple but powerful model because answering these three questions for the audience can keep them engaged and help you achieve your objective. When you use a simple formula like what, why, how, you can prevent gaps in attention because the audience will not be lost or disengaged. They won't be lost or disengaged because there's a natural transition when you move from one question to the next. And this natural transition occurs because the audience wants to hear the answer as if their brains are solving a puzzle. There's a strong engagement when you transition from why to how because these questions oftentimes switch from the past to the future. What this looks like in real time, as you're presenting, you're telling your audience, my first main point is my what. Here's what I want to share with you. Here's what the issue that I found was. And now your audience's mind immediately goes to, that's great, that's what it is, why? And you move into your second point, here's why. Either here's why I chose it, or here's the root cause, here's why it happened, which is something in the past, and they go, great, thank you for the background information. Now, how are we moving forward? And your third point is that future orientation. Here's how we're going to move forward. Here's how we're going to avoid it, or here's how we can use my proposal for the future. What, why, how is not only one of my personal favorite structures, but it's also one of the favorites in our Message Builder courses, because not only is it easy, but it helps our students, it helps all of you create a well thought out and well structured response. One example, if say you find a problem in your job or your boss asks you to research a problem that has happened, when you go to present your findings, no longer do you have to be the person who says, yeah, here's what the problem was and why it happened, and that's it. Now, you get to be the action-oriented person. You get to be the one with the future in mind going, here's what the problem was, here's why it happened, that root cause, and here's how we're going to avoid it going forward. If you're in a proposal meeting, it's your turn to get up in front of the vice president and the directors, and you have to pitch your idea, you can organize it in what, why, how. Here's what I am proposing. Here's why I'm proposing it. And here's how we are going to use it moving forward. What, why, how is a easy, quick, and powerful structure because it follows the brain's natural thought process. The next time you go to create a message for your audience, for your boss, for your vice president, use what, why, how. Explain to them, here's what it is, here's why it is, and here's how we're going to move forward. Now, as you end that presentation, not only is your audience going to be able to accurately and effectively follow your message, but that's going to be a message that's going to be easy to remember.